It may be hard to believe now, but in the early 1980s, the Titanic wasn't a pop culture icon. And no, we aren't here to talk about Celine Dion, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, or James Cameron. We are here to talk about the man who inspired James Cameron, Dr. Bob Ballard. Armed with scientific genius and sheer determination, Ballard went on a mission to uncover the wreckage of the Titanic. In the process, he skyrocketed the ship into pop culture infamy. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
1982. Oceanographer and Navy Commander Bob Ballard dreams of finding the Titanic. No one has seen it since 1912. 70 years. So no one's entirely sure how it sank. Survivors recalled a crash, an iceberg, and a ship going down, but logistics remain murky. He works with a team at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution to develop submersible robots that can withstand water pressure at 15,000 feet deep and stream a live TV feed above water. The Navy is interested in robots, but not for finding the Titanic, for fighting the Cold War. They'll fund the technology if he uses it for a top-secret intelligence mission. Ballard agrees on one condition. If the mission succeeds, he can use any leftover time to look for the Titanic. And the Navy is like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'm guessing they had some good laughs at his expense when he wasn't around. 1985. Dr. Bob's team perfects submersible video technology, nicknamed Argo, and sets out on a top-secret Navy mission, finding two sunken submarines. They navigate the Atlantic Ocean's depths. They find the missing subs. With 12 days to spare, now it's time to look for the Titanic. The team keeps an eye out for debris resembling the Titanic's cargo. They theorize it'll be a breadcrumb trail leading to the ship. September 1st, 1985. Watching the Argo live feed, the team spots something odd in the grainy black and white footage. A boiler, a distinctive steamship feature. It's the Titanic. Dr. Bob is thrilled professionally. Personally, he's a bit unnerved. 1,500 people died in the shipwreck. So they haven't just discovered a scientific bounty. They've also discovered a mass graveyard. He and his team take historic photos of the sunken ship from above. Their discovery is announced and the photos are shared. They create a media sensation. The Navy freaks out. Ballard wasn't supposed to find the Titanic. Now they're worried that snooping journalists will uncover their real classified mission. The Navy lies. They say they were looking for the Titanic all along. Technically true, at least for Ballard. Ballard is hungry for more now and wants to go back, but this time in person. July 1986. Dr. Bob Ballard, Martin Bowen, and Ralph M. Hollis board the Alvin, a submarine that takes them down to the Titanic. They descend 13,000 feet underwater and become the first three people to see the Titanic in person since 1912. Over 11 dives, they piece together the full story of the disaster. The Titanic is in two separate pieces, confirming a theory that the unsinkable ship sunk after breaking in half after hitting that iceberg. Their incredible video footage is watched by millions, including James Cameron. Their footage inspires Cameron to make Titanic, one of the highest grossing and most awarded films of all time. As for Dr. Bob Ballard, he's made a career solving underwater mysteries. Last we heard, he was searching the waters around Howland Island for a lost plane, the one flown by Amelia Earhart. Will he find it? I wouldn't bet against him. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Robert Ballard and the Titanic, check out the series of books he's written on his explorations. For this episode, we found coverage by National Geographic and the New York Times incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.